You're listening to SBS News.
A trade deal between Australia and India that was forged after more than a decade of negotiations will see tariffs eliminated on more than 85% of Australian goods exported to India, rising to 90% over 10 years. Economist Banu Bhatia from Charles Darwin University says strengthening the trade relationship will reap many benefits.
There has been tensions that have been increasing with China. So to stabilize things around our region, Australia does need to form other partnerships. Economically, India is a growing market. It's one of the biggest economies, and it's going to become bigger and bigger, and huge middle class in India. It's a relatively young population. So all of that is going to create huge demand for Australian products and services.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics has just released its latest population data based on country of birth. In 2021, 29% of Australian residents were born overseas, with English-born migrants accounting for the largest group. But the number of residents born in India saw the largest increase since 2011. Banu Bhatia again.
So it's great to see that increasing trend, because in India, traditionally, when people thought of migration, especially skilled migration, they thought in terms of UK, US, Canada.
The reduction in the tariffs was a major talking point at a global leaders forum in Sydney this week, hosted by the India-Australia Business and Community Alliance, an association forging networks between the two nations. Sonia Sadiq Gandhi runs Gandhi Creations.
The brilliant minds are coming together at this event to ensure that we all are responsible and take ownership of driving this relationship forward. We're seeing a great trend where the Australian-Indian business diaspora is consistently becoming the top Australian-Indian exporter.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.